You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 18, Climbing to Higher Vibrations. In this episode, we will discuss the similarities of an actual mountain climb as compared to your spiritual ascent. We are still in Chapter 7 of Doors of Light, and this is where we find ourselves learning more about the signs and symptoms of the awakening. Even though this information comes to us from Spirit, I am able to confirm the accuracy of it, as I have experienced these symptoms over a period of several years. I'm speaking to you from experience, as well as sharing the profound insight the Spirit gave me while I was facing these challenges. It's a very wise perspective, and the analogy of the mountain couldn't have been better. When climbing a mountain, you will experience biological changes once you reach certain altitudes. Our bodies also mirror these kinds of physical challenges when we reach higher plateaus on our spiritual path. In essence, the higher frequencies that we will be exposed to will cause our bodies to react in the same way as it would on an actual mountain climb. Remember that the physical world around us is created from our thought forms, and thus the climb up the mountain is really a psychic event. It's a manifestation of what's going on within us on a spiritual level. So whether you physically climb a mountain or not, you will experience physiological changes that reflect the shifts in your vibration when growing spiritually. When you talk to someone who has climbed a mountain, they will most definitely have a profound story to tell you about the climb. There are always deep spiritual reasons for the actual climb. While on the mountain, many people gain insights into themselves. Remember, the mountain represents life's most difficult challenges and how much strength and endurance it takes to become triumphant over them. The larger the mountain, the greater the challenge it represents. Many people are not the same after climbing. It changes them in a very deep way. And if they were successful in reaching the top, they begin to feel like there's nothing they can't accomplish in life. Mountains of tremendous height will cause those who climb them to experience what is called altitude sickness. These symptoms are encouraged by atmospheric changes. The thinning of the air causes physiological changes within the body. Everyone responds differently to these atmospheric changes. Some people are prevented from reaching the top of the mountain because they become too sick and have to retreat to more comfortable altitudes. This will also happen to many while striving to grow spiritually. We have to learn to pace ourselves in life and begin to take small steps to create change and not try to rush ourselves into making drastic changes too fast. You start with a few hikes before you go try to conquer Mount Everest. Sometimes we get too eager and we have not properly prepared for the task that we place upon ourselves. Take it slow. It's better that way. This subject matter could take me all day to talk about because it touches on so much in our lives. But my attempt to keep these podcasts short causes me only to be able to scratch the surface of this subject. I go much deeper into this in the book. I want to attempt to give you a brief outline of what you can expect and how it all relates to your spiritual progress. When you begin to experience these things for yourself, or if you have already experienced these things, then you will know exactly how profound and accurate this information is. Our reality is really just a mirror or a hologram of our inner world and thoughts. All of this can get very deep. Now, let's look at just a few symptoms that you could experience. Remember, everyone does not react to altitude sickness the same, and so we will not all experience the same intensity of these symptoms while on our spiritual ascent. Altitude sickness is known to cause shortness of breath, nausea, dizziness, headaches, joint pain, general weakness and exhaustion, cold or flu symptoms, and the list could go on, but we'll stop right here. I'm sharing these things with you because people are so fearful when they begin to experience something and they don't understand what's going on with their body. I would encourage you to start using natural remedies to help your body find balance instead of pharmaceutical drugs. This is worth your time and effort to learn more about. There are benefits to using natural medicine as opposed to the toxic effects of drugs being introduced into your system. We will discuss this further in future shows, but I thought that now would be a good time to point you in that direction. Because I'm trying to keep this show brief, I will just say that as you progress along your spiritual path, you will experience many things, and many of them will begin to affect your body. The eventual goal is to become healthier, stronger, and higher vibrating, but you must go through a little discomfort to get to that point. It's just like working out. When you start an exercise program, you will be sore, and you expect to be. But when you're working on yourself spiritually, you don't expect it to affect your physical body. That's because you don't understand the connection between your thoughts and your body. Just think of it this way. If you are constantly under stress in your job or profession, eventually that's going to take a toll on your health. Why? You think it's just mental stress and not physical stress or strain, but it manifests in your body over time. Remember, we spoke about this in episode 2 and 3. Your body is your first manifestation, and it is created through your thought forms. So when you're going through mental stress, it creates negative manifestation in your body. And that's what affects your health adversely. The same goes with growing spiritually. You will begin to think differently. This is similar to building muscle through exercise. Your body is going to start to change. But first, it has to purify itself and detox from the negative thought forms that have been stored up inside of it. Negative thought forms manifest themselves in the form of bacteria, viruses, fungi, and germs in general. When you begin to raise your vibration by thinking higher vibrational thoughts, your body will no longer be a suitable environment for these negative energies to reside in, and they must evacuate the body. When they leave, they will sometimes cause the same symptoms that we spoke about in altitude sickness. The more drastic the vibrational change, the greater the symptoms. This is why you want to take it slow and allow yourself to make changes gradually. But just like those who climb mountains on a regular basis, they become accustomed to the atmospheric changes. You will also grow accustomed to the higher frequencies over time, and you will no longer experience these symptoms, or at least not very often. If you're really serious about raising your vibration and growing spiritually, then you will have to prepare yourself mentally for the challenges that await you on this path. It really is like climbing a mountain, and you must prepare for it. You don't just get up one day and say, "I'm going to climb Mount Everest and book a flight to Nepal." You may wake up one day and make that a goal. But then you start to prepare your body and mind for that tremendous feat. You may start jogging daily or just start walking a few miles a day. You go to the local rock gym and start getting in shape. This goal may be 2 years away, but you intend to hike to the top of Mount Everest. You give yourself time to prepare and get mentally ready for the challenge because you're going to need to be physically and mentally ready to face that great challenge. The same goes for your desire to reach higher plateaus in your life spiritually. You have to do small things first. Start preparing yourself for the challenges that await you. You begin to meditate daily. Start eating healthier. You find a form of exercise that you enjoy and start getting active in your life. You begin to eliminate negative outside influences and focus your thoughts on positive things. You find new movies to watch, ones that bring you joy and make you laugh, instead of ones that make you feel depressed and negative. Your life has to begin to mirror the higher frequencies that you're reaching for. Take it one step at a time, because just like Mount Everest has claimed many lives, so have life's great challenges broken people spiritually. You must prepare yourself mentally when you desire to grow, to face the challenges that lie ahead of you. I'm going to give you a brief example of this. We all know the challenges that people face when they desire to stop smoking or to stop drinking coffee or to stop doing anything that's addictive or bad for your health. If you stop smoking or drinking coffee, it will be better for your health and will be a manifestation of a vibrational shift to a higher frequency. But if you don't prepare yourself mentally for the challenges that await you when you attempt to stop smoking or whatever it is you're trying to stop doing, you will find yourself losing ground fast. You will slip back into that lower vibration of harming yourself. This can be applied to many things, not just smoking and drinking coffee, but I'm using those as an example. You see, we are all at a certain vibration right now, and wherever you are, you've become very accustomed to it. Whenever you try to raise yourself up, you will have to fight the gravity, if you will, of where you are currently. It will take effort on your part to break free from old established habits and behaviors. You must prepare yourself mentally and truly desire to better your life. The stronger the desire, the easier it will be for you to succeed. You also have to believe in yourself that you can do it. You have to have a strong mental positivity. Strong positive self-talk. Encourage yourself that you can do whatever you set your mind to do. If you have negative self-talk, then you will surely fail at whatever you attempt in your life. When you reach a higher vibration, that's when you will be tested, because you have to maintain that frequency for a certain length of time before it becomes your personal vibration or becomes natural to you. The only difference between maintaining a higher frequency and the one where you are now is that you've become very comfortable with your current vibration. If you fail at maintaining the higher frequency once you reach it, then you will have to go through that trial again until you successfully hold your new pattern of vibration long enough for it to become you. It's like going 2 or 3 days without smoking or drinking coffee, but the challenges of holding your new frequency present trials for you, and you fall off. You start smoking once again, and you start drinking coffee. Believe it or not, this is a spiritual trial. It's something that appears to be small and insignificant, but it's really a test, and it's what you will face when trying to raise your vibration to higher levels. Trials start out small, and then your higher self challenges you to do bigger things, like quitting a job that you hate. That's a big test, but one that is also very spiritual. Remember, don't try to jump into things that you're not ready for. Start off with that cup of coffee and then move up slowly. Quitting that job could be like facing Mount Everest for you. Don't take that leap of faith until you've sufficiently prepared yourself to do so. Start changing your life in small ways first. You'll know when you're ready to take bigger steps. Trust your inner guidance, and most of all, keep a positive mental attitude that will take you further than you can imagine. I'm going to leave you with that thought, and once again, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast. Have a fabulous week, and I look forward to our discussion in the next show. Until then, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it. believe in it.